Greetings and peace I bring from the Toronto Chinese Mennonite Church. It is truly a blessing to see how God has blessed you over these years here.
都很开心神是过往这么多年是祝福大家。
I have a question for you this morning.
我对大家有个问题。
This is the question.
这个就是问题了。
Do you care what other people think of you?
你介不介意人家怎么看你呢?
Do you really care what people's opinion about you is?
你紧不紧张人家对你的意见啊?
Do you care what they think about your lifestyle, your music, your hairstyle?
你介不介意人家怎么去看你的生活方式呢? 你喜欢的音乐或者你梳的发型呢?
Yes, no, maybe.
介意不介意或者看什么点呢?
There are different life stages where the opinions of your friends and family affect you more.
有些你生命的阶段是人家对你影响得多一点的。
Which of these life phases do you think the opinions matter the least? You don't care.
在生命什么阶段你是最不介意的呢?
Yes, probably when you're a baby.
在BB的时候,
you don't care if your diaper is wet or full, it doesn't matter.
你不介意这条片是怎样,绝对没问题。
Now, at which one of these stages is the most important what you care, what your friends say?
在你生命什么阶段,你是最紧张人家怎么说你的呢?
It's probably the teenage years, when you're a teen.
就是在年轻人的时代了。
When you're a teenager, everything is amplified and magnified. Everything's important.
在那个年代,什么来说,对你来说,都是好像夸张放大了,什么都很重要。
As a young adult, you're trying to fit in, you're trying to find your place in this world.
你想尝试融入这个世界。
You're trying to make friends and form relationships.
你去交朋结友呢?
So everything that your friends say is important.
所以你周围的人说的东西,对你来说都很重要的。
So now let's move ahead when you're in your 30s and your 40s.
那好了,过多几十年了,当你三四十岁的时候了。
I would think that you probably don't care as much what people say in this stage.
在这个年代,你就不太介意人家怎么说你了。
The opinions of your friends, your family, probably don't affect you so much.
人家怎么说都好,都不会对你一个很大的影响。
Why is that? Why don't you care as much?
为什么你在这个时候,你不太介意人家怎么说你呢?
Well, it's because you have more experience, you're more confident about who you are.
就是因为你是人生的经历多了,你对自己开始有自信了。
You know who you are, and you know what you want.
你知道你是谁,你也知道你要的是什么。
And you work very hard to get where you are now.
你很勤力地工作,以致你有今日的成就。
So you study hard in school, you work hard at work to get you the good job.
你很勤力读书,现在工作也是一个好的职业。
So if you take a step back, you think, it's not bad, I'm pretty good.
当你退后一步的时候,你看自己,觉得不错。
I have a nice place.
有好的居住环境。
I have a good salary, and I have all the material things that I want.
有好的收入,以致我可以要很多的美食。
And your neighbors will look at you and say, you're a hard worker.
你周围的人看见你,都觉得你是一个勤奋的人。
And so you are advancing and succeeding, right?
你在成功的路上,越爬越高了。
But some of you may still feel something is not right yet.
但有些人都会觉得,好像还有些东西不对劲。
There's still something that's missing from my life.
有些东西好像在我生命之中缺少了。
From the outside, it looks good, but inside you feel empty.
在外面看起来,你好像很好,但在里面,你会觉得好像很空虚。
You feel that you aren't fully complete yet.
你觉得有些东西总是不足够。
This is not an uncommon feeling.
是很普遍的,这个感觉。
Many people feel this void inside their life.
很多人觉得他的生命好像枉费一样。
They don't understand where this is coming from, so they look for something to fill inside their life.
他不知道这个空虚感在哪里，以致他周围都找些东西去填满他的生命了。
And sometimes people will go to the store and buy something to fill that emptiness.
他们觉得空虚的时候，他们就出去购物了。
Other people will go and do kinds of busy activities to fill the emptiness.
有些人就周围去找活动了。
And other people will maybe engage in different relationships.
有些人就找新的朋友了。
But soon, you get tired of that new thing and you need something else to fill your life again.
很快这些生意就过了，以致你又是去再找其他的生意了。
So we have to keep looking for new things all the time.
咁咧，你不断嘅去揾呢啲新嘢啦。
So things in life will distract us for a little while, but they never can really drive away that deep longing in our heart.
咁於是咧，呢啲新嘢可以都令你分心一陣嘅，但係好快咧，嗰份空虛感咧又是再嚟過啦。
And what many people don't realize is that deep longing.That longing for the emptiness is really a longing for God.
但很多人都看不清楚呢，这份呢，在里面这份的渴慕呢，渴求呢，其实你是对神的一个渴求哦。
Your soul is created by God and for God only.
你的心灵呢，是神造的嘛，是为神而造添。
So since your heart was created by God, only God will fully satisfy.
是因为你的心灵是神所做的，只有神才可以填满你的心灵的。
But still, many people will fill their hearts with everything except God.
但是仍然是有很多人是周围找东西去填满他心灵的空虚，但是就没有神在里面。
But you know what? Christians will have the same feeling too.
你估其实基督徒一样是有这样的感受的。
They will come to me and say,Brian, I don't feel it in my heart.
他说，关牧师，我觉得我真的没有这个 feel 哦。
I just feel blah.
我觉得很烦闷。
I just feel my faith is not moving anywhere.
我觉得我的信仰好像站在那里。
My walk with Christ is dry and stagnant, and I don't know why.
我只是觉得很枯干、很停滞，但我不知道为什么。
And many people feel this emotional, spiritual stagnation and dryness.
很多人呢，其实呢，都同样呢，是有这样的感觉的。
They feel stranded and empty and don't know why.
他觉得很空虚，但是不知道为什么。
If your spiritual life feels dry and stagnant, it tells you something is wrong.
如果你基督徒的生命是觉得这么枯干、这么呆滞的时候，你就告诉你听，其实有些东西是出了问题了。
You might be coming to church and singing all these songs.
或者你会回来教会照样唱歌的。
You're coming to church, you're listening to the sermons.
你来到这里听我讲道啊。
But still, you feel thirsty.
但仍然你觉得口渴。
Why do you feel so dehydrated and thirsty?
为什么你心灵是觉得这么枯干呢？
If you still feel dry, then you probably have not addressed the cause of it.
如果你仍然是觉得这么枯干无味的时候，你或者是未找到真正的原因。
Too many people are suffering from dryness and stagnation, and you don't know where to find that fulfillment.
很多人同样是感觉到这么枯干，但他不知道怎样是可以出得回来。
Let's see what we can learn from our text this morning.
今天就想大家去看这个问题了。
I'm going to be preaching from Colossians 3. Let's look at Colossians 3 starting from verse 1. It says, Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
今天我们带大家看哥罗西书三章是第一节。那里这样说，他说，所以如果你是真正与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事， 那里有基督就在神的右边。
See what Paul's saying. He says, now you are a Christian. You have a new life, a new hope, a new Lord.
你现在是一个基督徒，你有个新的生命，有个新的主，有个新的角度去看事物。
And he says, as a result of this newness, where should our hearts be focused now?
因为一个崭新的人，我们应该是在什么专注在哪些地方呢？
See what he says. He says, our mind should be set on above, on heavenly things.
保罗就说我们是应该专注在天上的事。
What does that mean?
怎么呢？
What does it mean to be set our hearts on things above?
是说叫我们专注在天上的事，怎么呢？
It sounds so...far off, so lofty, so esoteric. How do we do that?
听起上来好像很高深，很深，很深远咁，奇怪哦。
Does it mean that we're supposed to detach ourselves from this world?
是不是即是说我们同这个现实社会要分开呢？
Does it mean we should start thinking about heaven and golden roads and everything that's above?
是不是应该是成日都想天堂条路呢，就是金砖做的呢？
Not exactly.
不是。
What Paul wants for the Christians in Colossae is their heart should be filled with the concerns of Christ.
咁保罗呢就同哥罗西嘅信徒咁讲，佢话你嘅生命呢就应该充满基督所关心嘅嘢。
What concerns Christ?
基督系乜嘢令到佢最关心嘅呢？
Christ is concerned about the lost souls.
是关心一些丧失的灵魂。
He's concerned about the hurt, the lonely, those ones who need good news.
他关心那些寂寞的、受伤的，那些人呢，就需要福音了。
So we have to remind ourselves always, this world is not our permanent home.
我们常常要提自己，我们这个世上不是我们永久的居所。
Too many of us, we live as if this is it, this is our home.
但我们很多人都以为是永久的居所。
So we're so focused on our own life, we think we're in control of everything.
我们是专注在我们的自己生活上面，我们觉得我们可以控制得到。
And this is one reason why I believe many Christians feel dry and stagnant in their life.
所以呢，是这么多基督徒呢，是觉得这么枯干和呆滞。
It's dry and stagnant because we're so attached to this world.
就是这么枯干，就是因为我们太过抓住这个社会。
We've lost our real connection with God.
我们失去了我们跟神真正的接触。
As a Christian, do you realize we do not belong here?
身为一个基督徒，其实我们知不知道，其实我们不是属于这个世界的呢？
If you're a Christian, if you believe in Jesus, you have to know you're not made for this world.
如果你一个基督徒，你相信主耶稣的时候，你知不知道你是不是为了这个世界而做的呢？
This earth and this world is not where we're from.
这个世界其实你不是在这里来的。
Your citizenship,It's not Canada, it's not China, it's not Taiwan.
你的国籍不是加拿大，不是中国，不是台湾来的。
So where do you belong?
你其实你属于哪里呢？
First and primary, our citizenship is in heaven.
主要来说，我们的国籍其实是天上边。
Heaven is our real home.
天堂是我们真正的家。
In Philippians 3:20, Paul says,Our citizenship is in heaven.
腓立比书三章二十节咁讲，佢话我哋系天上嘅国民。
We are alien to this world because the kingdom of God is where we belong.
我哋只不过系寄居嘅啫，其实系天国先至系我哋属于嘅一个地方。
So this world is just temporary. We just stop here just for a short time.
所以呢个世界咧，对我嚟讲咧，只系暂时嘅啫，我哋暂时喺度留一阵。
Ultimately, we do not belong here.
始终呢，最终我们都不是属于这里的。
One of my good friends, Willis, he died when he was in first year university.
我有个好朋友，他叫 Willis, 佢喺大學第一年班嘅時候已經過咗身啦。
He was a nice guy and overall a wonderful Christian.
佢個好好嘅青年啦，亦都係個好嘅基督徒。
He had a lot of living and a long life ahead of him.
佢應該前面有好多好日子過啊。
But his life was cut short very suddenly, very unexpectedly.
但係突然佢嘅生命就係咁樣終止咗啦。
No one could see this coming.
冇人知道點解。
And when we heard the entire church, it felt like a truck had hit our church.
當我哋聽到呢個消息嘅時候，就真係好似即係俾個貨車撞咗我哋一下咁。
Willis's father was also a committed Christian.
而呢個年青人嘅爸爸咧，亦都係一個好嘅信徒。
When I met his dad later in the week, I didn't know what to say.
喺嗰個星期，我遇到佢爸爸。都唔知應該講啲乜嘢嘢。
What do you tell a father who's grieving and just lost his son?
你同一個啱啱係個仔離開咗呢個世界上嘅爸爸嚟講，你應該點樣去安慰佢咧
？He came over to me. He smiled and just looked at me.
佢嚟到我面前係對我笑下望住我。
And when I looked into his eyes, it was not what I expected.
当我望到佢眼神嘅时候咧，都唔系我能够预计得到嘅。
It was not the look of despair. It was not the look of hopelessness.
完全里边都好似冇灰心、冇绝望嘅一个眼神。
And he said to me, "It's okay, Brian. I'm okay."
咁佢咁同我讲，佢话 Brian 系 OK 噶，佢话我冇 OK 噶。
He said.We're all time travelers.
他說我們只不過是一個客旅而已。
Willis spent a little bit less time here, and we just spend a little bit more time right here.
我的兒子在這裡就留下了一段比較短的時間，而我呢就將會留一段長一點的時間。
But one day, I will see him in heaven. We will all see him in heaven.
有一天我將會在天堂再見到佢嘅。
And I thought, wow, what an unshakable spirit.
我諗，哇，其實佢嗰份嘅精神實在真係唔可以動搖得到。
What incredible faith he had.
佢個信心實在難以置信喎。
How could it be so easy for him to say that?
實在真係對佢嚟講，講呢句説話實在好唔容易。
Well, it's because his mind was set on above, was set on heaven.
就因為佢係求上邊嘅事嘅緣故啊嘛。
Even in his grief, he knew that one day he will see his son again in heaven.
即使係佢咁傷痛嘅時間，佢都知道佢有一日佢會見翻佢個仔。
He understood something that most of us forget and we need to remember.
佢意會到嘅嘢係我哋好多人係忘記咗嘅。
If we really admit it.We're so attached to this world that we forget about what's happening in the future.
我哋要承認，因為我哋太過抓住呢個世界啦，我哋好多時我哋都唔能夠睇到遠一啲嘅事。
This father had a hope for a better day that will come.
呢個爸爸咧，就佢個希望咧，就係擺喺明天。
His hope is based on what the Bible tells us. Our citizenship.Is in heaven.
佢嘅希望咧就系好似圣经咁话俾我哋知。佢话我哋就系天国嘅国民。
So don't get too comfortable here because our real home is waiting for us.
所以你哋唔好觉得咁坐得咁舒服啊，因为你知道其实我哋天上边有一个更舒服嘅地方等住我哋。
So when you think about your plans for your family, for your career, for your retirement.Please make sure you temper that with the fact that this is all temporary.
所以当我们去计划我们的事业、我们家庭、我们的小孩的时候，我们要记得我们适当的去调节一下，因为其实我们在地上只不过是一段短的时间。
It doesn't mean that we sell everything and we look to heaven. When are you coming back, Jesus?
即是不是说叫我们卖我们所有的东西望天打卦这样在等着耶稣回来。
but we have to make sure Jesus is the primary driving force in our life.
而想教我哋咧，就系话主耶稣咧系我哋生命主要嘅推动力。
When you boil it all down, you really only have two options in life.
最终咧，我哋系俾有只系得两个选择俾我哋去拣嘅啫。
Either you follow your own way, or you follow Jesus' way.
一系咧，我哋就行自己条路啦；一系咧，我哋就行神俾我哋行嗰条路。
There's no middle option.
冇中间路线嘅。
Max Lucado, he said this: Jesus is God. Accept him as God, or reject him as a megalomaniac. There's no third alternative.
呢个好出名嘅作家咁讲啦，佢话主耶稣系神，你一系就接受佢，一系就拒绝佢，冇第三个选择嘅。
He says there's no third alternative.
冇第三个选择。
But we try to create our own third alternative.
但是呢我們嘗試呢去作一個給自己、哦、
Suppose I did this.
如果我這樣做
Suppose you came across me and I'm standing on the side of the road.
你呢就見到我站在路的一邊
And I can go two directions.
我可以行向兩個方向這樣行
I can either go north or I can go south. That's it.
一是呢就去北一是就向南這樣行呢
And you ask me,Pastor Brian, which way are you going?
咁你就问我啦，关牧师，你而家想去边边
？And I tell you, I'm going south.
咁咧，你就话我去呢边。
And you say, what? Can you say that again?
你话你讲咩话
？I said, I'm going south.
我话去呢边。
And you say, you can't. You can only go north or south. Which one do you choose?
你不可以去这边的。你只是向北边或者南边。你选哪里?
I say, okay, okay. I'm going to go north.
好了好了,不行就我再选过。我现在去那边。
You can't go north. You can only go north or south. You got to choose one.
你不可以去那边的、哦、你只是向可以去北边或者向南边。
When it comes to Christ, you can only choose one option, one or the other.
当你在神的当中呢你只可以选一条路而已不可以选两样一起选、哦。
You either entrust your life to Him completely, or you choose to follow your own ways.
你一系咧就完全去跟随主啦，一系咧就跟随自己啦。
There's no in between. There's no third option.
系唔可以企中间嘅，冇第三个选择噶。
Either Jesus is the controlling factor in your life, or he's not.
一系咧就主耶稣掌权，一系咧就唔掌权。
And this third option is what Paul says: your mind is focused on earthly things.
依第三个选择咧就系、是、保罗咧就话。我哋啊，成日咧都专注喺呢个世界上边。
So worldly Christians, they don't have any sense of connection with God. That's why you feel so distant and so detached from God.
呢啲世界仔嘅基督徒咧，就同神咧好似接触唔到咁样，所以你咪觉得你系咁遥远，同埋咁泄气咯。
Do you know how people generally approach Christianity and faith?
你知唔知一般人对？这个基督教的信仰是怎样的态度呢?
Most people treat Christianity and faith as something you add on to your life.
是好像一些附加剂地加上你的生命上面。
Faith in God is an appendage. It's not necessary, but it's a bonus.
我们的信仰呢就好像一些附加剂是额外的就好像你收到啲花紅咁。
It's very much like your telephone. You put a new app on your phone.
就好似現代嗰啲智能手機咁，你擺啲程式落去你嘅電話嗰度。
So in your life, you have your calendar app, your music app, and then you have your God app that you add to your life.
你有好多嘅程式啦，就好似你啲日历啊，你啲游戏啊咁。咁咧而家咧就加多咗咧个神嘅程式喺你个电话嗰度。
If you approach faith this way, you're really no different than everyone else in the world.
如果你咁样去处理你嘅信仰咧，你同其他人都冇乜分别嘅。
The only difference is that you come to church on Sunday.
唯一嘅分别咧就系而家坐咗喺度咯。
This is not true Christianity.
呢个唔系真正嘅基督教嘅信仰。
This is treating faith like another thing you add to your life.
对信仰咧就好似即系额外嘅嘢，你夹硬塞入你嘅生命咁。
This is a false view of Christianity.
呢个系一个错误嘅想法。
This means that Jesus is just on the edge in the margins of your life.
主耶稣咧就系将你摆，你将主耶稣摆咗喺你嘅边缘。
And this is not what God wants from you.
神唔系想你咁做噶。
Faith demands that Jesus is at the center of your life.
系主是想你将佢摆喺你嘅生命嘅中心点。
Biblical Christianity means that He has your heart.
系你生命当中嘅中心点。
So that means He is Lord over all your thoughts, over all your emotions, over all your desires.
你嘅思想、你嘅感受、你嘅渴求，全部咧都系主去掌权嘅。
So let us always be mindful that God needs to be at the center of your life.
所以我哋要在意主耶稣系我哋生命嘅中心点。
Let's continue into the next section in chapter 3.
我哋继续去睇。
I'm going to read verses 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived.
咁咧喺哥罗帝西书咧三章咧三至九节咁讲，佢话因为你哋已经死咗，你嘅生命同基督一同埋藏咗喺神嘅里面。基督系我哋嘅生命，佢显现嘅时候，你哋要同佢一同嘅显现喺荣耀里面。所以要致死你们在地上面的肢体，就如淫乱、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就和拜偶像一样，因为这些的事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事上面活着的时候，也曾这样行过。但是现在你们要弃绝一切的事，以及怒恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
There's a lot written here.
是一个很长。
There's a lot of sin and vices that's written here in these seven verses here.
是很多的罪、很多的恶习在这段经文里面去讲。
Let's look at the main idea here.
但个主题讲乜嘢呢？
Beginning in this section, Paul uses the metaphor with words of verse 5, put off. Verse 8, get rid of all of these sinful things.
是保罗讲了很多的比喻，他就是说我们要是抌了，去抌了这些，弃绝这些一切的东西。
He says, put away that sin of your old and former life.
是将我们的罪是摆在一边，我们以往的生命摆在一边。
And then Paul, he writes a long list of all the sins and vices to put away.
而是一系列很多的罪和恶习在这里写下。
And he's saying, he says, as Christians, you now belong to Christ. You can't live in this old way anymore.
身为一个基督徒，你已经有个新的生命了，你不再在这些旧生命上去生活了。
And basically he's saying, remember the old ways you used to live?
记不记得你以往一些旧的生命啊？
Remember the lust and sexual immorality and greed? That life is finished. It's done.
以往你那些淫乱啊、邪情啊、贪婪，这些全部都已经是一笔勾销了。
And now he writes a very long list of sins. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, idolatry, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language.
而一系列嘅恶习咧，就系话嗰啲淫乱啊、邪情啊、愤怒啊、恶毒啊、毁谤啊嗰啲一扎嘢。
When I read this long list, you know what I think of?
当我系读呢一扎嘅罪嘅时候，你知唔知我谂起啲乜嘢咧
？I think of the seven deadly sins.
我谂起嗰个七个致死嘅罪。
As a young Christian, I heard about the seven deadly sins.
当我初信的时候呢，我就听到这七个致死的罪。
So I wondered, did I commit any of these deadly sins?
咁我就谂下，究竟我有冇犯过呢
？So there's lust, envy, greed, sloth, wrath, pride, and gluttony.
嗰七个罪呢，就是邪情啦、暴食啦、贪婪啦、懒惰啦、愤怒啦、嫉妒啦、自夸。
And I realized, I committed all of them.
原来咧，我样样都犯过、哦。
But I didn't die，
但我仲未死。
So I didn't care too much。
我于是咧就唔鬼理佢了
So how do we understand what Paul's saying in Colossians 3？
咁保罗咧喺哥罗西书咧系讲啲乜嘢咧？究竟
？Here's the biggest mistake that people make about Christianity。
咁我哋好多人系最大嘅错误咧，去谂基督教咧，就系、是、你估系乜嘢咧
？People think that being a Christian means you are becoming a moral person。
佢话你作为一个基督徒咧，其实咧你就系做一个有道德嘅人。
This is a myth。
系一个神话嚟嘅。
So let me take a moment to bust this myth。
咁咧就想带大家咧去打破呢个神话。
People always think that becoming a Christian means now you become a good and moral person。
咁咧啲人咧就觉得你成为一个基督徒咧，你就系成为一个系好嘅人。
Morality is not at the heart of Christianity。
但系其实咧，好道德咧就唔系基督教嘅中心点嚟嘅。
Morality is not the heart of Christianity。
好嘅道德唔系基督教嘅中心点。
The heart of Christianity is about a loving God who came to forgive you of your sins。
而基督教嘅重点咧就系话俾我哋听咧，有一位神佢爱我哋，亦都系宽恕我哋嘅罪。
There are tens of thousands of different religions and different sects in this world。
呢个世界咧就成千上万咁多嘅宗教。
So many people will say this. They'll say this.
啲人咧，好多人都咁讲。
All religions believe the same things, don't they?
全部宗教咧都系差唔多讲同样嘅嘢噶啦，唔系咩
？Don't all religions teach you to be good people?
唔系所有嘅宗教都系道人向善噶啦。
Haven't you heard that?
你有冇听过
？All religions are fundamentally the same.
全部宗教都系基本系一样嘅啫。
And superficially they're different.
只是表面上有少少不同。
This is completely false.
绝对错误。
I love the answer that the apologist Ravi Zacharias says.
咁咧，我就好中意咧呢个学者所讲嘅一句说话啦。
He says, "It is more correct to say that all religions are at best superficially similar, but fundamentally are different."
正确啲嚟讲咧，就系话所有宗教咧。在表面上看来呢就很相似，但是实质上呢就很不同的。
Man is not just unethical, he's lost and dead. The biggest difference between Jesus Christ and ethical and moral teachers who have been deified by man is that these moralists come to make bad people good, but Jesus came to make dead people live.
是人不单止是没有道德，他还是迷失或者死亡。而最大的，当你是比较基督和其他的道德家的时候，你会知道是道德家就是将衰人变好人，但是主就是将一些死了的人给他有生命。
So our human condition, we are lost in our sins.
所以我哋嘅光景咧，系我哋喺罪里边死咗。
We are dead in our sins.
我在罪里面迷失了。
So Jesus didn't just come to help you out in life, to help you become a better person. He does that, but that's not all he does.
而主耶稣就是来到，是帮我们去看我们生命上的问题。The
main reason Jesus came, to make dead people live.
而主要的原因，主耶稣来到是帮我们，就将我们是一个死人，是给生命我们。He
came to give us new life through the forgiveness of our sins.
是给我们有生命，是宽恕我们的罪。
And because he's accomplished this, the result, the after effect, is that we turn away from our sins and we become more like Christ, better people.
而主耶稣去成全了，就是以致我们是可以脱离这些致死的罪，我们成为一个是好些的人。This
is a comprehensive change, but it doesn't happen right away.
这是一个全面的改变，但是不是即日可以改变得到的。It
takes time, it takes a lifetime of spiritual maturity to become like Christ.
是需要时间的，是需要我们一生的时间去变成一个成熟的基督徒。So
remember, the change is from the inside flowing out.
所以我们这个改变就由内盈于外了。So
very quickly, last point. Verses 12 to 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity.
在12节到第14节这样说，他说，所以你们既然是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要彼此的怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这个人与那个人有嫌隙，就要彼此包容、彼此宽恕。主怎样宽恕你们，你们亦都要怎样宽恕其他的人。在这一切的 之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络、传得的。So
here Paul says, clothe yourselves as God's chosen, put on these virtues.
咁圣经就系话叫我哋披上基督，我哋着上基督，就即系话着上呢啲一切嘅美德。So
he says, we're to put on these clothes metaphorically or symbolically.
呢个话穿上咧就
So ask God to develop these fruits of the Spirit in your life.
其实咧就系求神咧系发展我哋呢啲属灵嘅果子咁解。Okay,
let's talk about clothing for a little bit.
我哋讲一讲时装先。There's
one show that my wife Michelle has really enjoyed watching.
有一套电视嘅片集咧系我太太好中意睇嘅。Try
to guess what that show is.
是什么呢?
She likes to watch this show, What Not to Wear.
就是这套片集了,就是有些什么呢,你不应该穿的。
So these two show hosts, they'll look at what someone wears, and they're very critical and very brutal about what they see him wearing.
这些节目主持人就很死坦白的,就去批评我们穿些什么。
They'll ask you to choose your clothes that you usually wear, and they'll criticize you and say what's wrong.
他们就叫你选一些你通常穿的衣服，然后他们就会批评你了。
The end, though, there's a makeover because you change your clothes to be very stylish and very sharp and very good looking.
最终他们想改变你成为一个很摩登、很合潮流的人。
Anyways, my wife Michelle says I should apply and go on the show.
我太太就叫我参加这个节目。She
says that I desperately need a changeover in my dress and fashion.
她就觉得我绝对需要在时装这个范围里面下一些功夫。
And she keeps saying, Why do you always wear the same 10-year-old t-shirts? And why do you always wear black shorts, black socks and shorts all the time?
他就说, 为什么你经常穿来穿去都是那件 t-shirt, 整天都是穿黑袜和短裤呢?
She's probably right.
他都对的, 他说得。
I understand the projection of your image is important, especially if you work in the business world.
其实我都知道, 其实形象是很重要的, 特别是今天的商业社会。
So let me draw the connection here.
我们串一串我们刚才所说的东西了。
As a Christian, you have to be very intentional about your spiritual clothing.
作为一个基督徒,
we have to put off these old clothes and put on those new beautiful clothes.
我们将我们旧的衣服就摆低,
God wants us to make Christ the focal point of our life.
这样呢, 主呢就是想 祂就成为我们生命中的中心点。
In other words, we put on Christ each day.
我们穿着基督在我们身上,每一天都是这样穿。
So you really have to care about how you represent Christ.
所以其实我们在意我们怎样去代表基督的。
People will judge Christianity based on what they see of you.
人们就由我们的生命去评论基督教的。
It is not just the pastor's job to show people about Christ.
不只是牧师的工作去介绍基督的。
God chose you, He put you in your workplace, in your family, in your school to show Christ.
而主都叫我们每一个在我们的工作、在我们的学校那里去介绍他的。
So back to my first question I asked you this afternoon. Do you care what people think of you?
回到我初初问你的问题了。你介不介意人家怎么看你呢?
Do you care what people think of you?
介不介意人家怎么看你呢?
As a Christian, of course, yes.
身为一个基督徒的时候,当然介意了。You
have to care what people think of you. Why?
我们是要很紧张人家怎么看我们的。为什么呢?
Because Christ's reputation is at stake. You represent Christ.
因为我们是代表主的嘛。
Nike, they're one of the world's most successful activewear companies.
Nike,这个是一间世界知名的卖运动器材的公司。
If any company cares about their image and their brand, Nike does.
他很紧张他的形象和他的品牌的。
So they will scour the earth to seek out the top-level athletes to wear their clothing, to promote their brand.
他们就找一些有料的运动员去穿他们的衣服,以至可以去卖他们的品牌。Just
2 weeks ago, Nike made an announcement to terminate a very well-known athlete.
在两个星期之前,这间公司宣告他们去解除他们一个很出名的运动员。
This athlete has been representing Nike for almost a decade.
在过往的10年,这个运动员都代表Nike这间公司。
Help me to fill in the blank here.
大家帮我去做一个填充的作业先。
Due to seemingly insurmountable evidence that blank participated in blank, and misled Nike for more than a decade, it is with great sadness that we terminate our contract with him.
是一个很确实的证据,就是说,这个某某人参加了某某的活动,以至他是将在过往的10年里面,他是误导了我们B公司,以至我们今天很遗憾的,就要终止我们跟他的合约了。
Can you fill in the blank?
你可不可以填充那些是什么呢?
Yes. Lance Armstrong for doping.
没错了,就是这个很出名的运动员,因为他是吃了一些兴奋剂的缘故。
And because of his cheating, they stripped him of his 7 Tour de France wins and I think Olympic silver medal.
就因为他作弊的缘故,以致他终身赢回来的金牌,就被人夺去了。
So when you cheat, and lie and mislead, you tarnished brand.
如果你係作弊嘅時候咧，其實你係染污咗你自己嘅喎。
And when you tarnished the brand, well, Nike decided to drop him.
如果你染污咗人哋個品牌嘅時候咧，人哋咪開除你咯。
So when your life, when you cheat and lie and are greedy, you tarnish the name of Christ.
所以如果你嘅生命係自相矛盾嘅時候，你作弊，你染污咗，其實係主耶穌嘅名。
So you are a Christian, and you are most like a Christian when you are wearing Christ.
所以當你披戴基督嘅時候，你先至係似翻一個基督徒。
You look most like a Christian when you're like Christ.
如果你是效法基督的时候，你才是成为一个真正的基督徒。
So if your friends, they know you're a Christian, but you don't act and behave like a Christian, you look very strange, you look very awkward.
所以当你的朋友见到你生命自相矛盾的时候，你会觉得很尴尬的。
It's as if you're wearing a set of clothes that doesn't fit you.
就好似你著咗一件唔啱你身嘅衫咁。
Let me give you a final illustration.
咁我哋以下咧就有一個嘅例子去同你哋解釋一下啦。
Our very good friend Tim Sito, he's got a very good job.
我哋個好朋友阿 Tim 咧，佢哋就有一個好嘅工作喎。
He helps people with their financial investments and with their money.
咁咧，佢哋咧就幫周圍嘅人咧去做金融嘅投資嘅。
But before he got this job, he needed to look professional.
咁咧，当佢揾呢份工之前咧，佢就要好专业嘅 look 啦。
So he decided to go and buy a brand new suit.
咁于是咧，佢咧就决定去买一件新西装啦。
So he goes downtown to a very nice store. He goes to Harry Rosen.
咁佢咧就去一间好出名嘅时装铺喎。
So he goes in and he sees all the beautiful suits, you know, Armani, Hugo Boss, Canelio.
咁佢入到去咧，就见到好多名牌嘅西装啦。
And then he looks at the price tag. Wow, $3,000.
咁佢睇一睇个价钱，哇，成三千几蚊喎。
I don't want to spend that money on a suit.
哇，佢话我点会将咁多钱去买件西装啊
？So he begins to walk out.
佢咧就几乎要出门口唔制。
But one of the store clerks sees him and he says, "Oh, he must be a young student." So he goes, "General, young man, come here."
咁个店售货员咧就见到佢咧就啊，梗系觉得佢系可能啱啱毕业啦，咁就叫住佢翻转头啦。
So he checks his inventory to see what suit is in his price range.
咁咧，于是咧佢就 check 下个仓，睇下有啲乜嘢西装咧系啱佢噶啦。
So he says, young man, this is a nice suit. It's from last year. It's not the brand name, but try it on. I think it'll fit.
咁佢咧就揾到一件，但系嗰件咧就系贵美货嚟噶。咁佢咧就叫佢唔怕，你试下呢件啦。咁。
So Tim goes in the room, puts on the suit, and comes out and stands in front of the mirror.
咁于是咧，阿 Tim 咧就入去换衫啦。咁咧换咗件衫出嚟就照下镜。
He says, it looks nice, but it doesn't fit quite.Right.
咁佢话：咦，都几好睇喎，但系好似有少少唔合身喎。
He says, "Look, the sleeve it's too short."
佢睇下，佢话只袖好似短咗少少。
Oh, and then the store goes, "That's no problem. Just bring in your arm a little bit like that."
咁个售货员咧就话：诶，冇乜问题，你将只手缩一缩埋先。
And then he looks at himself. He goes, "It's still not quite right. See the shoulder? It's a little bit too high."
咁佢又睇喎，佢話：咦，那個膊頭好似高咗少少。
And the store clerk, no problem, just lower your shoulder like that.
咁個售貨員咧就話：冇問題，你將你個膊頭縮一縮低咪得咯。
It looks perfect. And then Tim says, no, look, see the pant leg, it's a little bit too long.
咁咧又 Tim 咧就話：好似嗰只褲腳又有啲長喎。
And the store clerk, no problem, just stick out your leg like that.
咁、那个售货员就话：，佢话唔紧要，你咪递高、递长少少嘅脚咯。
And Tim says, "This looks good."
咁啊 ，Tim 话 ：，OK。
Then he starts walking out the store like this.
咁佢尝试咧就行出去啦。
What's the point?
其实想讲啲乜嘢呢？
You look awkward when you're not clothed like Christ.
你系好怪嘅，好怪诞嘅。当你唔系披上基督嘅时候
，If you don't wear the right suit, it will always look awkward, no matter how you try.
其实如果你着一件唔啱你嘅衫啊，无论你点样去尝试都好，你都系好怪诞嘅。
For the Christian, there can only be one suit that fits.
身为一个基督徒，只系一件西装咧系啱你着嘅啫。
The only suit that fits is the one that's tailor-made for you that reflects the image of Christ.
而依件西装咧就系为你度身订造嘅，你着上去咧，你就能够系反映到基督啦。
This clothing gives you your true identity.
而依件衫咧就俾你一正真正嘅身份。
So when you put on Christ, when you emulate His love and compassion and patience, that's what makes you look attractive.
咁当你披上基督嘅时候咧，你其实咧你就效仿佢嘅良善、佢嘅忍耐、佢嘅怜悯。
If you want to look good, if you want to be attractive, put on Christ.
咁以致咧，你可以吸引到你周围嘅人啊。
So let us, with the help of God, put on Christ every day, so people can see the beauty of Christ.
而求神去帮我哋去披戴基督，以致其他人都可以喺你身上边见到主。
Let's pray，
一齐祷告。
Heavenly Father， we give thanks for your word this afternoon。We give thanks，
亲爱主，我哋都系多谢你嘅话语。
Because no matter how many times we hear it， it continues to teach us and convict us。
无论我们听过多次都 是向我们心底说话。
Thank you for the new life that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ.
我们多谢你给我们有新的生命。
And let us be truly thankful every day.
我们每天都是有个感恩的心。
And as we express that thankfulness, we do that by showing Christ.
我们是披戴基督，以致我哋能够系多谢你俾我哋嘅生命。
And let us live this new life and showing people the fruit of the Spirit.
我哋呢个新嘅生命系彰显到我哋属灵嘅果子。
Lord, let us continue to worship you as we respond.
我哋继续嘅去崇拜你。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主名求，阿门。